Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
My subject today is Sons of the Kingdom.
Na ahimanimu mba.
Sons of the Kingdom.
Ahimanimu mba.
Genesis 48 verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, "Behold, your father is sick." And Joseph took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim.
Na obani de wakaitre Joseph de neja yar na ofa nimba ibie Manasseh na Ephraim wako neja hona wakoshen.
Let's look at verse 5. And now thy two sons, Jacob is speaking, now your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto you in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. Your two sons are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they were the first two children of Jacob. As Reuben and Simeon are, they shall be mine.
Now, Obani there. Jacob dine sato imba ibini do oye Manasseh na Ephraim do na okeche Joseph de imbe ya ewuhon wo Mizraim asasi do oye mamba se de Reuben na ninuya okano hon.
Verse 8 now, and Israel or Jacob beheld Joseph's sons and said, "Who are these?" I wanted to entitle, in fact the original title for this message was, "Who are these?"
Na masem nitsidan kasan ka medipere meze friende.
And Joseph said unto his father, "They are my sons whom God has given me in this place, that is in Egypt." And he said, "Bring them." Thus Israel said, "Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them."
Now Israel beside Joseph there, or Jacob, see Joseph there. Na iyinum ni hwananum. Na Joseph see neja de eye mumba muon wo Mizraim asasido. Na okeda wanyu hwanumbra na unshira hwan.
Verse 15, and he blessed Joseph, that's Israel, Jacob, blessed Joseph and said, "God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, the name Israel, let it be upon these two children. And the name of my father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let them grow."
Na osi osha mbana okede nyame a oye eja Abraham na Isaac wanyame onka wonho na oma wonjina na wanye de onaraso nemba oye Jacob a wo friend Israel no onye naso nemba.
And he said, "Let my name be named on them." I want you to note that.
Na osi wonde woma Israel is in on battle is in home.
Verse 20, the final verse. And he blessed them, that's Israel, Jacob blessed them that day, saying, "In thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and Manasseh." And he said Ephraim before Manasseh.
Na osi honde nyami Israel honde Israel nyami Israel hon na onye Manasseh na Ephraim bane nyim na wobun twa na Israel hon.
So our subject today is Sons of the Kingdom. Ask the person sitting by you, are you a son of the kingdom? The kingdom of God is not a place. Heaven and earth are places, but the kingdom of God is not a place. The kingdom of God is a lifestyle. It is a perspective. It is a position. It is an attitude that brings God's order or God's realm about.
Na yeka nyame na himana yerekasa afa isubia oyede yetumye dinezi oye hienjina biyo hiensibia na hiandada abrabo.
So the kingdom of God is an arrangement that can be anywhere. It is a system. It is a culture that can be anywhere. It can be in a human being. It can be in the church. It can be in our society. It can be in the world. It can even be in heaven.
Na yeka ahimana oye as insisaya oda hode baby ya yebotum na yehu ahimano yebotum na hwe yamantem yani kronkrom yen efiefiem asori mpo yebotum na yehu ahimano na ahimane nye azekropia owo fakor na owo imbie nyinara.
I want to take my time to clearly make you understand what the kingdom is, because I realize that we have a religious understanding of the kingdom of God, but not the kingdom of God after the manner that Jesus Christ taught it.
Na as in the yeto oto no bara wa chetrehen oye ahimano Musa oti na yasese hen adwen efi ekwana yehu ahimano hu osande yemu bi dwene de ahimana in de yerika irazi nifi ana irazi oye sur ahimano na opede obohen mahen adwen tum osesa wodem adwene hu.
So I have said that the kingdom of God is not a place. It is a lifestyle and an arrangement that brings God's rule wherever you exercise it.
Now, why my answer is there? Ahimano enye hen ehena jebohe nyame ne bia otse na oyehen dada abrabo oye za yedenezin wo hen mante ne hene fiefie dada nyina.
The kingdom of God is also necessarily not the church. Religion limits the church to the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God to the church.
The
kingdom of God differs from the church because the church is actually supposed to be a gathering of kingdom people.
Na osun asorno na osun ahimano se yerekan asorna anka asorno ye ebia ahimano mufu wozi eshia.
So the church is an assembly of people with rulership perspective, rulership position, rulership attitude in this life.
Na se yaka asorna asor ye bia ohona wofi ahime ma waye ahimfo na ohona wezaze wosia de wobeda wontum na mosa hona hinzete no ezi.
I'll say it again. The church is not the kingdom, but an assembly of kingdom people, and they are assigned to bring God's rule or God's realm to the earth.
Na asoni ye ebia ahimani mu mba wozi eshia na wada nyame nutumizi no oye na hinzi a owo no a ozadum hie no wada nezi wo asoni mu.
So we are a kingdom people with a kingdom lifestyle and a kingdom message to carry to the world.
Yeye ahimani mu mba na yeye ahimfa ye wo wiazi mu de ye beda ahinza nyame zama henu ezi wonyen som na bia ye wo biara.
Let me illustrate. It is like you have been given bread to sell. You are not the bread, but you are the bread holder, you are the bread protector, and you are the bread marketer. You sell the bread. Everywhere around you is the bread, but you yourself, you are not the bread, but you take care of the bread, you nurture the bread, and you sell the bread to other people to eat it. We are not supposed to sell the church, we are supposed to sell the kingdom.
Now in fact who be today yamfande ye obi a was a panel ama odeton. Na one more panel de tona awu yi panel enye panel waza ebe yenye de ebe kura panel na ashen ye ebe bonho ban de panel no onko se dem na ahimanite na asone nye za oede ye koton na ahimano na otre de yema enkofu wuhu.
You see, you can be so associated with the sale of the bread that when anybody sees you, he says that the bread man is coming. It doesn't mean you are the bread. What it means is that we, the church people, are people that God has given a kingdom position and a kingdom attitude and a kingdom understanding so that we will market this thing to the whole world.
Ebia awuna eya panu no nanso onye dem na otse na hima no so ma otse de otwa de yeton mama ye ma onye de aso no esisi hima ma yehu a wohu ye na wohu aso na ode wohu ahima na nyame oze adum he no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I believe people are not interested in church. People are interested in the kingdom.
So
Jesus said, "I sell the church, sell the kingdom."
Now Jesus said, "Yenton ahimano na mama yenton asorno."
So far, it's a little heavy, but I'll get light very soon. Okay, I'll give you a story very soon, but it's good for you.
Now I am there. My men want to change me. You do all ye. Into all ye then you're not being concerned. Kakra. Now many want benanso. Now mama wants that military now see.
I want to lay such a strong foundation for this kingdom seminar with a very good understanding of what the kingdom is.
Now me pada moto fa pimpa pebi fa them ahimani mu eshezia yari ye indehu ama yenya intercessionko wo ahimano.
So far we have preached the gospel of salvation in most nations, but we have not preached the gospel of the kingdom in most of those nations.
Na mbiembie ina yaka nkwaje hu asem na yenta yenka ahimano ne hu asem nchre amanaman na nkronkro wa yaka irazina asem wo ho.
Africa never received the gospel of the kingdom.
Na ebibiman wanisa anka oye ahimano nasem.
And I hope you know that it is what you receive that you have, and it is what you have that you give.
Na yenimide ma hianisa kanu na oye hianisa na ma yewo no so na yetum yezima.
The kingdom goes beyond salvation.
Na ahimano okotra oye nkwaje keke no ho.
It has to do with our outlook and perspective beyond the church.
Na oye de obo ma mosa yedwin mosa yehianaze no obor asor no.
So the gospel of the kingdom is not just about Jesus being the savior. The gospel of the kingdom is about Jesus being the savior and the Lord or the ruler.
Now, and in kwaje inye Jesus Christ na kwete ne bote na Jesus bote ya. Obata nkwaja ozima heni de yebeda ni tumizi oye ahinza owonu na yadenezi achre wiazono inti onini irazino nebote titra owozima heni.
So far we have preached the gospel of Jesus the savior who will save you, but we are left with one wing of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is not just a savior who will save you from sin, but he wants to be your Lord who will regulate and control your life and the life of all the people around you.
Na impeni pi mayetanye Jesus a ojinkwa na yaka ma na fakra oye na hinzi na nutumiza otrade onyewen na brabum no ono no hianisa nka na impeni pi no Jesus a oye nkwura no ona na yenim na oye de yetase ende due de oye Jesus a owo tumizi na ofranye na ode ye mani tumizi no oye na hinzi no odezi wo hena brabom na obezi hin wo hene nzamenyi narado.
So the gospel of the kingdom ensures that God's rule is not just in your heart, but it is exercised outside of you and outside of the gathering of the bread sellers. The rule of God, the realm of God, the order of God, his objective is not that it will be among the bread sellers when we gather in church alone, but more so he wants it to be out there in the world. That is why we are around as bread sellers.
Na nyame na hinzi tumuno onyeza opede odezi wo asofia na yeze sianku na opede bia yeko bia no yama dem tumuna oye nyame nutum na oze adum hie no yeze bobra ana yeze ko embiambia nyinara na onko ye de asor dem enkoten na ye da ye wezi de ye ye ahimani mba de ye ton panu no na otwa de ye ma nyane bobio nyani su nyen bibiara oda ahinza nyameze adum hie no ezi wo bia ye boko biara.
God is releasing the sons of the kingdom.
Nyame rija na himani mba no ama wiaze nyinara.
Who are going to carry the gospel of the kingdom to every ethnic group, to everybody.
De wobosua ahimani mu asem no akọ amanama na wiaze amfana nyinara.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Now, having established that, let's go to our text. Jacob had many children, but one of them seemed to be a problem to him.
Na Jacob wo mba debien na ekro ye ho kese ozeman.
His name was Joseph.
Na nizinyi Joseph.
The problem with Joseph was that he lacked the spirit of the house.
Na hawa owo Joseph no do in there.
Although his father Jacob loved him, he was forced to rebuke Joseph unnecessarily. He was forced to passively just observe Joseph because he wasn't like all the other people in the church family.
Na empeni pina oye Jacob no oka Joseph nenim na otenchen ana ombeni de oye enuanoman ke no usande na nabrabo yesunko sin enuanoman ke no.
He had a wild dream, and the Bible makes us to understand that his father just observed him passively, just look at him to see what will become of this guy who has a very strange dream.
Joseph so debia na oye huye na eda sunechi na okechi neja no neja wansasi enti oye ni de otuno pafi de orishara de eda suna ebana sunu obotu na wabima enti na nakuma mbata ana onzi na da sunechi bana orishen de ada sunu obotu na wabima.
That was the main problem with Joseph. His problem was that his dream was outside of the church family. He said that he saw the sun and the moon and then the stars, 11 stars or so, all of them bowing down to him. And his father said that, no, this one, I have not heard it this way before. How can your own father just come and bow down unto you? It is not, I wasn't taught this. It is not done anywhere. So the Bible says that his brothers hated him. But the attitude of his father was to just observe this boy who lacked this church spirit.
Na Joseph, na ne how ke senye de. Oso de de. Oye, iwiabosum. Na, enso men yinara. Wobu umaze atre. Na otra asitre. Ne papa no. Oye, aza wantas. Na ne papa ke de. Ana. Eja ma womoba boko de oboko akokoto ne ba na oyaza onamdo eja no ohweni de dem asemi obotum abema na nuanom neze osane wanta asezi na onye kra ninzi no watano na onyi Joseph ne how kese.
Now the sun, the moon and the stars, it stands for rulership. And Joseph was saying that God says that what is ruling the whole world, the sun, the moon, and the stars, I am going to rule over it. And that was too wild.
Now,
this is a small boy who stretched himself too much. He was too much for the church family.
Now, oye evia na bosomuno, one ashen so kesin de wokita tumizi wozi tum do. Na ne da sono ma ebuseni na papan kede oye den ye na tumiza ono ejan wono. Ono ne ba obegina wezi win na wono do. Na yehu de Joseph na dasuno. Na opede o dezi de. oye aza onu na brabon on boni dema asorwo bonu na obetra asornu na wezi asornu tum na azinara na oze ako wiaze afane inara.
I want you to shake the person sitting by you and ask the person, are you a son of the kingdom?
Waso wuni otun jembi sende oye ahimani muba.
Are you a Joseph?
Eye Joseph ana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the attitude of the rest of the religious church body, his other brothers, was worse because they could not stand his spirit. They could not stand his dreams. They could not stand his understanding. They could not stand his perspective in life. They could not just stand this little boy, but to banish him from the church family, to kill his spirit, to kill his dream altogether.
Na enyanom nkeno wanse na da su ni ye osande na wo hu ni de dem adasu ya yenia ordinance ye azibia onto embade oye ebusua no honi su ana asomfo no woni ntasenyin na onam dem ni nti enyanom nya gitum de dem abofro de ye twene sufi asor no mu ore ye yini fi yanin tem na ye kane shekra de onye obi a dem adwe na wa ba ni trim no obotum na wa be nti wa abani there wo yi Joseph ma ofi ebusen mu na wanka aso no hu bio.
They push him far away. They just threw him into the world.
Na wo kan ma ofi ebusen mu na wonye no kwiazem there onye biazem ba na wonye aso no mu ba no enko bo hono bra.
So Joseph found himself in Egypt.
Na abani there Joseph kupe Mizraim asase do.
And then the brothers reported to their father that your problem is over. Now all of us, we can live in peace in this church family.
Na wasan woni tko ka kire woni jade wo hawi na nu de twa osan de wo ba na oye asuzi kesezemo no sisara onyi hobio.
Don't worry about the rulership perspective and the position. Don't worry about that dream because it's dead. I mean, it doesn't exist again. The guy is gone. We've killed him.
Ase men ha wo kra osan de wutumiza ewo no on him kra osan de wewu onyi hobio inti hobia ra na ozimo de oriba be jiwutumizi na wezwudu inara no de twa.
Kingdom children have had no place in the religious church for a long time.
Ahimani mumba no emfipinu onyi biebiara wo oye asona na esum ni mu.
They have been kept away from the mainstream church and the mainstream ministers.
Na weyi ahimani mu emba no esinchen efi yendada osum ni mu na wonka osum no ho anaso wonye asumfo a wozibanu.
Some of them, they know God spoke to them, but they have felt lonely, they have felt rejected, they have not felt encouraged.
Na empenipi wo mu binu ho no wote de nyame ni won rekasa de woye ahimani mu mba nanso biaze no ana asom na adwo na ntumi nti wona brom egura ma wache won ho boko.
I have a word for all such people.
Na mo assembly kachre nkofa wote dem nyinara.
And I have a word for all of the church world.
Na mo assembly bi kachre oye asomfo na asora wo wiaze nyinara.
Because God's strategy has been to hide his kingdom people in Egypt.
Na nyame ne botanye de obosuma ahimani mu mba no wo Mizraim asase do.
Egypt stands for the world. He keeps them in the world because he knows that there is a spirit in the church that cannot tolerate these people. And so God just sends them into Egypt and they are there.
Mizraim ye wiazim ana amamufum na oye bia nyame oze ahimani mu mba no wakokro wan de oze bosuma asumfo ana asoro no ama ono nyame nimbrepem wadenezi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those people that God has hidden in the world that we do not see in the church right now, they are the trump card of the Lord. They are the people who are going to come into the body of Christ, who are going to get manifest to the body of Christ, to the other of the family in the body of Christ. And they are the people that God is going to use to bless the whole body of Christ. Those of them who were banished, whose visions and understanding and perspective does not fit into the normal church. God says that these people, it is time I am going to manifest them unto their brethren, and they are going to be that blessing unto the brethren who could not cope with them some time back. It happened to every one of God's kingdom people.
Na ahimani mufo no embredu de nyamere bedenezi na wabeye insra ama asor mu nyinara oye asomfa wo wiaze nyinara osande wonyini kosume demba na wiaze fo no apo no no asor na apo no de wiaze ne botum na wakra do na wama nyame boteya owo de ahimani mu asem otre na oze enkwaja ofata no na obeka ebusia no ma ebusia no ozimu no embraso osande oye ahimani mu mba no na bobama asor no wonehiaze na wonhoyinara no do wetwa.
I want you to shake the person sitting by you and tell the person, understand the ways of God. Because the devil is not succeeding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is coming such a strong unity in the body of Christ that is going to release the blessing. All the sons that have been hidden in the world are going to be manifest. God hid them there so that they will not be detected early. And many of us, we have looked at them and we have not looked at them again. But I want you to understand that God hides every one of them and prevents them from early detection because they are his last card. It happened to Joseph. It happened to Moses. It happened to Moses. They told Moses, who made you a ruler and a judge over us? It happened to Jesus. God said, take my son, take him away from this religious system and put him into Egypt. Put him into the world. Hide him there. Because the religious spirit in the church world is not ready to cope with this kingdom child. They are going to disturb this boy. So go and hide him. Put him away. May he not be detected as the son of God, Eli. May he not be detected as the minister of the Lord, Eli. Hide him in the world. Let him ply his trade in the world. But a time was coming, and I believe the time is now, that the spirit that chased away all of the kingdom sons is dead. And God is calling his children, his sons, out of the world to come back and unite and do what he wants them to do.
Na embre do de ahimani mu emba ware bana waze nyame ni sra embohun bohun nyame ni sesepa owo wiaze na owo ma wiaze mba de yebezi ye yeboku akokan na yetum ne ya de nutumezinu ezi achre wiaze mba no ono nyame Ember asu de ozibedezi na opere yeti asu de Joseph yo obi anyamini ni kosuma wo Mizrim asanso do de ozi nyame nebote baba asumfunu wontem de asoyomba no won yen sesoy na wetu na waka hona bo anu ma nyamini tumizi wadezi na damara su na osi wo Moses na Abraham de wobisan de mwana na wayo banu zinyi wo hena Abraham mwana na oyo kanzifo wo hena Abraham osan de enkofunu wantenase Osande ne subi dezi wohona brabom. Oye esumfo. Suban na odezi wohona brabom. Na demara suna obande. Wawu Jesus Christ na orbe jibiazi inara inkwa. Na okita ahimani mu safenu. Obani de Herod yede na obe shushe wekun. Na nyameke de wanyini fi nenyido. Ama wanisa into mankan. Na wanyini kosie wo Egypt. Kaprim abra osu de. Oba bade nyame ne bote na ni timpo ezi afo wiaze mbenyi na ho na opede yapede exasse de ende ye embra nyame ne mbra aso de ahimani mu mbenyi nara wobede ho nezi.
Hallelujah.
Na weji ne nyim nyam akere hon.
It is time for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Na embra aso de nyame beda ahimani mu mbenyi nara ezi.
But these people have been out there in the world. All their strength has been in the world. They have plied their trade in the world. They have used the spirit of the Lord to advance in the world. They have single-handedly discipled the whole of their Egypt. They have kingdomized the whole of their Egypt because God never leaves his children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God never leaves them. And God, the Bible says, was with Joseph. But all of the testimony of Joseph was not the kind of testimony that the normal church will welcome. Because they seem to be like a testimony for the world. It's not a testimony of maybe people falling under the power. But the power of God has been upon them. It may not be a testimony of them bringing about the healing of the Lord. But God has been with them. And he has made whatever thing that they did out there to prosper and to do well.
Now, Himani Mumbani ye nkofa when ye nimzi shrunko efiriazim and was one and one zen esuya enzama akese was abwa enzama ma weltumina wejina na damu kofi na nyame orbe dehunezi na Joseph yobia osuya enzama a oye amen amen busamni nara wo mizrim asasudu na ozeba de ozebobwa oye asono usande impenipi no asono enji omona wawo ahimani mu enyidu azuhun na wokita ahimani mu tumuno wonji woni ntum na asono hwehwe de wobaka wana hye na woyenkofusa wonyimzi nyinara nyame ahyehye de wosebaba ma asono wetum na wejina.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is for the sake of the church that God blesses them, even as they ply their trade in the world.
Na oye asono inti na nyame osho wobia wohu wohu nyinara ama wasan waye isra was amasono.
Now, like I said, this is the time of the manifestations of the sons of God.
Na ende ye abra nyame orida ahimani mumbanezi.
It is a time for the integration of the kingdom children of God into the mainstream church family. Who are these? He says that these are my children that God gave me in the world. He says that look, these ones, they are mine. You came
from heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.